Thank you, Jerry. And I kind of wish I was there watching those fireworks. Maybe it's too bad we can't keep the sound up. Tom Young's tearing things down already because it sounds like a fun show out there at Target Field. And I know the fans aren't very happy about it. Those around, though, are probably Blue Jay fans. A large contingent always comes down, whether it's from Thunder Bay, from Winnipeg, from the Sioux, wherever, to cheer on their Blue Jays. And boy, did they get a show tonight. Mark Burley, just incredible. Josh Donaldson with a massive home run in the top of the fifth inning, just before the game became official. And then Chris Colabello going deep in the ninth off the Twins closer, Glenn Perkins. And that is the third time in four games that the Blue Jays have hit a ninth inning home run off of an all-star closer. David Robertson twice with the White Sox Tuesday and Wednesday. The third time in three games. And Perkins tonight, the Blue Jays get a win. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. We had a nice little rain delay program before the show, and now we've got some time to take a few more of your calls at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls right up to the top of the hour. Let's start with Pete in Toronto. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. You're the leadoff man. It's very exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
That was a great game in Minnesota tonight. Just, you know, they all those guys that we typically do so well in Minnesota, and it's coming off that homestand. It's great to see them sort of get into Minneapolis and, you know, do a little damage there. Donaldson's just on fire. Love it.
I've never heard it called the mini apple before. Well
done.
The
mini apple, Mike.
Indeed.
Have you ever seen the movie? Anyway. That was from a film.
Okay.
But so what I'm getting at, Mike, I heard a rumor, and I know there's a lot of rumors circulating around the team. I know you're close to the team, so you're in a position to comment on these rumors. And I'd like you to sort of weigh in on this if you can.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I heard a rumor that Jose Bautista is a male witch. He's like a witch, and he does.
I don't know that I'll entertain such things. But okay, I mean, people think I'm magic. I think Bautista's probably been called worse things on this show, but that was really interesting direction in which you took that call. Eddie in Fort Erie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's interesting. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about the game quickly. You know what? There's nothing more exciting for a player who played on a team, he gets released or put on waivers, he gets claimed by another team, comes back to the old ballpark, hits a home run to win the game. That's going to be the ultimate satisfaction for Chris Colabello, don't you think?
I think it's got to feel really, really good. You know, the Twins, I mean, it's not like he it's different for him, I think, than it would be for a lot of other people, because the Twins are the ones who pulled him out of independent ball after 7 years. He's almost 30 and had to be thinking he wasn't going to get a shot, and they gave him his first crack, but they did. Put him on waivers. They took him off the 40 last year, and so this is what happens.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, my second comment is about something other than the Blue Jays. As a matter of fact, it's a game that you were talking about in the rain delay, the Rockies and the Phillies game. Now, I know there's going to be some people out there saying, why is Eddie from Fort Erie talking about the Rockies and the Phillies? Well, first of all, I heard that there was a little bit of a problem with the shift tonight. And I wanted to say, you know what? If you're going to do a no-hitter, do it the right way. Don't flirt with danger by putting somebody on second base and right field, because you know what? That kid may not ever get a no-hitter ever again, because you know what? When there's an opportunity there, you don't pass it up.
Well, but what if the shift took away a hit, which it does more often than it doesn't? What if it was a ground ball up the middle that would have been a clean single, but the fact that the shortstop's there takes the hit away to help preserve the no-hitter?
I still would not have I still would not have rolled the dice, because when you don't have a, like, when you haven't had a no hitter in your life and you're so close and you may not ever get it for the rest of your career, it's like, oh man, I wish I had that, you know.
I'm sure, but you know what? Secondarily, I'm not playing devil's advocate here. I believe this. The Rockies shift Cody Ashy. They shifted him the first two times he was up, and they got him out both those times. So if all of a sudden they stop shifting because he's close to a no-hitter and then he gets the hit, then what's he thinking? Damn, why'd we change things up? It was working so well.
I understand. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Look, you put your defenders in the place where they're likeliest to get an out. That's what the shift is. Ashy beat it. And good for him. And anyone who listens to this program knows that I've said a bazillion times, conservatively, if I was facing a shift, I would bunt against it every single time until they stopped doing it. And until hitters start doing that or start really changing their swings to beat the shift, we're going to keep seeing the shift. Jack is in Kitchener. You're up next on Blue Jays Talk. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Magic Mike. How's it going, brother?
All right, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, but back to the top of Jays Talk when we were talking about who was the player of the game, the three obvious choices. We got Burley coming through like Jack Morris, keeping us in the game. Love to choose Burley. Colabello, game winner. Excellent, excellent choice. But I'm going with my man, Josh Donaldson. And I'm going to attribute it to straight up some sort of magic, witchery or whatnot. I don't know if it's...
I thought Batista was the witch.
I don't know if it's wizardry, but it certainly attributes him to being a male witch.
Yeah, so how many warlocks are there on this ball club then?
Well, we got Dickey, we got Donaldson. I thought Batista was a good call off the top. Gibbons looks a little weird in the eyes. He's definitely a witch.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jack. Appreciate it. Blue Jays Talk till the top of the hour. The Jays beat the Twins 6-4. With a big comeback, they were down 4-0 after the first inning. Mark Burley faced the minimum the rest of the way. The last 26 Twins hitters in a row. They weren't all retired. There was an error and a single, but they were both erased on the bases. Spectacular performance from Burley and huge home runs from Josh Donaldson and Chris Colabello. Jordan is in Winnipeg listening on the interwebs. Hey, Jordan.
Hi there, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say to you and all the production staff, always keep up the good work. I don't get to listen to your show live very often, so I like to listen to the podcast when I'm driving home at work. This is a completely different start for Mark Burley. I went down to see the Blue Jays last month in Tampa Bay, and to say the least, he got rocked up pretty hard. So it was really nice to see him put together a nice start after the rocky start in the game.
Yeah, I think this is like 5 in a row now for Burley.
I know, some good quality starts. The point of my call, though, is I don't know if I've ever seen a team's fan travel as good as the Blue Jays. I'm not down in Minneapolis for tonight's series or this weekend's series, but I know that whenever they're close to, you know, a border city, Minneapolis, Seattle, any of the AL East teams, that they travel very well. So I just want to say good job to all the fans out there and to all the fanatical fans that always call you after almost every Blue Jays talk and say, trade this player, trade for that player. Just hang on. We maybe not win this year, but our pitching staff is going to be great in a couple of years, so we'll be set up for the future. Thanks there, Mike.
All right. Thanks for the call. And, don't put winning this year off too far yet. I mean, it's not even the end of May yet. And the Blue Jays are 3 games out of first place after this terrible start they had this season. And the American League East is not what it was anymore. It has gone rather quickly from the American League beast to the American League least, if you would. The Orioles won tonight, but that was only because the Rays lost. They were playing each other. The Red Sox lost. The Yankees are losing 6-4 to the Oakland A's. And if the Yankees should go on to lose that game, the Blue Jays will be 2.5 games out of first and 4 games under 500, which is just insane. To the point about how well Blue Jays fans travel, that was the thing I noticed more than anything else. The 1 year, 2013, that I traveled full-time with the team. And it wasn't just the border-y places. Seattle was spectacular. Minnesota was unbelievable. I mean, that's for sure true. San Diego. I remember a huge contingent of Blue Jay fans in San Diego. And that's about as, I think that is as far from Toronto as you can get. I mean, a lot of them came down from Vancouver, sure, but still, it's not, that's a trip. So, yeah, if you're out there in the far reaches of this country, absolutely. Give yourselves a hand and continue to do it because it is awesome how well the Blue Jays travel. Jays beat the Twins 6-4. Sam is in Hamilton listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gotta love late night Blue Jays talk. There.
Always the best.
I know. Great game, Mark Burley. What can you say? That was a workhorse kind of game. That was just an absolute, you know, put, maybe the weather had something to do with it. Maybe that was why he lasted as long as he did and not blow up, but such a great game.
It was, it may be, you know, it was cold. It would, and he got rocked off the shin with a hit in the first inning, and he was able to shake it off. And who knows how and why. That's just what Mark Burley does.
Yeah. Now, Josh Donaldson, man, I love Josh Donaldson. I love, like, I just love everything about him. Love his swing. Love his attitude. Just, I love it. And do you think that...
The haircut? Do you like the haircut?
Nah.
All right.
Do you think he can be the face of the franchise one day?
Absolutely.
Because I think when it comes to Blue Jay players, I feel like I see more ace commercials than I do, like, players. Like, do you think that will change in the future?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. That's a marketing department thing for sure. I know what you mean. But there, you know, there's that Brett Laurie dry cleaner commercial and the R.A. Dickey at the airport commercials and stuff like that. So I don't know. But Josh Donaldson's one of the best players in Major League Baseball. And you know, we told you that at the beginning of the year, and now you all are seeing it for yourselves. And he's here for at least 4 years, maybe more, and absolutely he's going to be the face of this franchise, along with a phenomenal young starting rotation.
Okay, cool. Just one quickly last thing. I was quickly in Buffalo today, and I actually saw Castro get hurt, and it just, my heart sunk when I saw him get hurt.
Well, anytime you see that trainer coming out there, and it's a brutal thing. We don't know what the deal is. He's going to go see a hand specialist, and we'll see.
Scott Copeland pitched 3 2/3, which was nice, getting out of relief.
Yep.
And then last thing, do you pay attention when players are on rehab assignments on their stats or no? Because Travis went 0-4 today. Navarro's struggling. Do you pay attention to their stats or do you want them healthy?
Nope. It's all about getting healthy. It's all about getting their timing back, and you'd rather they take their offers in AAA and on those rehab assignments than – up in the big leagues. So it doesn't matter what they do. Time for one more caller, Mick in Kitchener. Mick, welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
Good. You got like a minute and a half.
All right, no problem. Yeah, big road win tonight. I love seeing that. Colabello Donaldson, it's awesome. Like, I'm loving the Jays, Martin, Canadian boy. It's great.
Yeah, it's been a blast to watch. Hopefully they start to put some wins together, and this little streak is nice right now.
Yeah, I love watching them on the road. I'm just wondering what your opinions are with the turf. I heard a lot of talk about the dirt infield maybe going in sooner than later, which would be nice, and some turf, real grass coming soon. Just wondering, like, I watch and I see the pellets flying up on the turf all the time when they're at home, and you know they're flying in guys' eyes. Like, I play ball a lot myself. You know, those things got to get everywhere. Like, I'm kind of concerned. Like, that's got to provide its own amount of injuries, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the Blue Jays have played, 25, 26 home games this year. I've seen one guy get a rubber pellet in the eye and have to stop the game.
I'm not talking about like the eye. Like, I mean, you slide into dirt and you know, that stuff, they're always emptying out their belts and stuff. Like, I mean, what kind of jock itch you figure they're getting? Is there any kind of witch spells they've imparted on you for that to maybe prevent and keep that stuff off the team? Or
I'm going to have to ask Jose Bautista about that, Josh Donaldson. I don't know what's going on tonight, but it's a very interesting Blue Jays talk. And I guess that's what happens midnight on a Friday night. I don't know. I don't know if this is better than some of the stuff we usually get or not, but that's it. No more calls tonight. Blue Jays beat the Twins 6-4. It's a Honda postgame on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Yes, a snack would go good with the game. Thanks for asking. Toronto Blue Jays baseball continues on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
That's going to do it for us. The Blue Jays beat the Minnesota Twins 6-4. A tremendous game. Mark Burley faces a minimum over the final 8 2/3 after giving up 4 runs on 5 hits in the first inning. Josh Donaldson in the rain in the 5th inning. It's a game-tying 3-run homer. And then Chris Colabello goes deep in the 9th off Twins closer Glenn Perkins. It's the 3rd 9th-inning home run the Blue Jays have hit off an all-star closer in the last 3 games. How about that? And they've won 4 of 5. And they might be 2.5 games out of first place. We're back tomorrow, Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, for a 2:10 first pitch. Aaron Sanchez will try to keep the roll going. He's up against Kyle Gibson. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, Mike Cesney, and Ryan Walsh, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Toronto.